We're joined now by Knoxville girls track and field coach Michael Splavik on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Careless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Good to talk to you once again, Michael.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well.
Well, last couple of weeks, you've had a few meets and pretty successful, I would say. Your thoughts on how things have gone?
Yeah, I'd say overall, we're really kind of improving the way we'd like to see, here at the end of the year. We've had some meets where we're missing a few kids here or there for whatever reason. We got a lot of dual sporters, so we missed some kids here and there. But I'd say overall, all of our kids are performing really well. We've got team placements getting really improving quite a bit, so that's exciting. Times are dropping, for the most part, in the right direction on what we want to see. We've got a few things we need to clean up here over the next week and a half as we go into conference and state qualifying. But really happy with the progression we've made.
And since we talked, you've had the Panther relays, and a pretty good showing by the girls on their only home meet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to be able to put together a lineup where you can score the most points and give kids the most events going as at the home meet, the one event we have at home, not like a lot of other sports where they get five, six different performances at home. We get the one. But yeah, it was really exciting to be able to score as many points as we did and perform as well as we did in a lot of our individual and relay events, and especially out in the field. Avery Pelong doing as well as she did was really exciting.
Let's talk about her. She, let's not kid ourselves. She's not Sierra Heffron by any stretch of the imagination, but she is coming into her own and starting to kind of make her own little mark with the shot put and discus.
Yeah, definitely. We try to not compare anyone to anyone else by any means, but exciting to see her really kind of establish herself as one of the top throwers in our conference and going into the conference meet, looking to really take home 20 points if possible. If we come out with 18 or 16, whatever it might be, wherever she's able to put us on the board is really going to help us out. That's been our calling card the last 4 years, really, when you think about it, with Ashlyn Fenardi being able to be as dominant in the shot put as she was, and then being able to transition over in the discus to do as well as she did, and then Sierra Heffron being able to pull as many points as she did. We've really been able to score a ton of points coming out of the field events before we even step foot on the track. So that's nice to have Avery kind of step into that role and really helping us out, being able to score as many points as we can when we come to the conference meet.
How big is that to know that before you even hit with any track events, you got maybe 20 or more points already in your pocket?
It's pretty awesome. Being able to know that really helps us kind of affirm the position that we think we're going to finish. Being able to know that we're going to have a good amount of points before we get on the track, and knowing that we can change a couple things here or there in a relay, or put this person in an individual event because they'll score us a couple points, but they might not be able to be as helpful in a different event, is really nice.
Now, I've seen, as we're talking to Michael Splavik, Knoxville girls track and field coach on KNIA Careless, I've seen some of the events that Davis County has been in, and that just seems like they can throw up 200 points and not really even try that hard. Are they the team to beat on Tuesday?
I think, honestly, it's going to be a dogfight between Davis County and Eddyville. Eddyville's got a great team. They got a lot of senior leaders that are just really, really great athletes across the board. Davis County just has a ton of kids that are all really, really talented. So I think they're going to have a dogfight. I think it's going to be a five-team race for third place, honestly, and we're going to be in that mix. Really excited to kind of see where we can scrape a few points, because I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to which of those five teams is going to scrape the few points away from the other ones and really solidify themselves in that third place spot. So I'd love to be able to say that I can confidently say we're going to end up in third place, but honestly, I think we can end up anywhere from third down to sixth place, just based off of how little tiny things could fall one way or another way for another team.
Not to put the weight in the world on anyone's shoulders, but scraping some points. Maybe Sienna Scott gets a first or second, or Hannah Duncan pulls off a second or third. Is that the kind of scraping points that you're looking for?
Absolutely. It's going to come down to someone improving their place in a race, whether it's in the 100-meter dash or the 3,000-meter run, or in the field, in the long jump, the high jump, the throws. Avery going from third to second in the discus. Peyton finishing third in the high jump, and maybe Riley Davis finishing eighth, scoring a point there. Whoever it might be, it could be top to bottom on our roster. Anybody just stepping up on the day to really help our team score as many points as we can.
a couple of weeks ago, I believe last week, we found out where Knoxville is going. A little bit of a road trip, but you responded with one word, awesome, in a text that when I sent you the pairings. Mount Pleasant, it's a little ways away, but boy, I think you are happy you're going there and you draw away from teams like Pella and ADM and the rest of the fields.
Yeah, definitely. This is a weird one. You know, really have never state qualified away from Pella before, so it's kind of an interesting draw where we get to see some of the teams from that southeastern side of the state that we don't really see a lot, besides when we're up in the Blue Oval. So really eager to kind of see how our kids respond to competition there. We've got a few events here and there that we're trying to play with to see what's going to be give us the best chance at qualifying, but we feel like we've got a good idea, but nothing solidified quite yet. We've got to get through the conference meet and then kind of figure those things out, but yeah, excited about the opportunity to qualify against some other teams that we're not used to seeing.
Is there teams down there that you're thinking, okay, they're pretty good, they may want to stack some things, and you know, are you just going down there saying, okay, let's do what we can, let's get as many events in as we can, don't really know who the competition is, they don't know us either probably?
Yeah, you know, you can look at stats all you want, but that's the one beauty of track and field. Everybody's got to show up on the day, and you put in what you put in, and you see where you're going to lie. And again, it's kind of like what the conference meet's going to be like next week. Who's going to show up and step up in the events that they're going to do? And that's really what it comes down to. We can't look into the other teams too much because they might change their lineup and do some different things because they think they see a weakness here or there or whatever event. So we're just excited about putting together what we think is going to be best and what gives us the best opportunity to get up to Drake at the end of May.
All right, look forward to it. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
That's Michael Splavik, Knoxville girls track and field coach on Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. It's an interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Kevlar.